Radio Patapoe komt naar jou toe met onze uitzendkracht. De sterke zender zorgt voor werkgelegenheid. Radio Patapoe collecteert ook voor de kinderbestrijding. Geef gul. Uw geld komt heel goed terecht. Patapoe doet het niet alleen, maar belooft het ook. Onze uitzendingen zijn tevens heilig verklaard. Vraag het de paus. Prins Alexander zag ik laatst met een ander. Ik zweer het u.
En dat is beloofd.
Princess Diana, in the hood I'm like Princess Diana. Prince Diana, like drop, keep it a stack. Bitches move on cause they know I got bands. They be trying, I don't give a damn, and I'm still getting money, I know who I am. Tryna be low, he gon' hit on my gram. If he smart, he gon' act like a fan. If you bigger, they got your head gas. Bitches slow, so I give him a pass. Like drop, keep it a stack. Bitches move on cause they know I got bands. They be trying, I don't give a damn, and I'm still getting money, I know who I am. Tryna be low, he gon' hit on my gram. If he smart, he gon' act like a fan. If you bigger, they got your head gas. Bitches slow, so I give him a pass. And I just fell in love with a gangster, so he put my name in a tie. But I don't let him come to the crib, so we get it on where we at. Nowadays I be ducking them cameras, and they hype that I'm up on them banners. Pulling my phone, but they know I don't answer. In the hood, I'm like Princess Diana. I'm thick cause I be eating oats. Bitch not taking shit from me but notes. Wanna be me, so she do my emotes and my name in her mouth, so I bet she gon' choke. Tell her man I'm the girl of his dreams. Think about me when he brushing his teeth. He get texting, I'll leave him on scene. Hottest bitch out and they know what I know, what I know. Like, grah, keep it a stack. Bitches move on cause they know I got bands. They be trying, I don't give a damn, and I'm still getting money, I know who I am. Tryna be low, he gon' hit on my gram. If he smart, he gon' act like a fan. If you bigger, they got your head gas. Bitches slow, so I give him a pass. Like, grah, keep it a stack. Bitches move on cause they know I got bands. They be trying, I don't give a damn, and I'm still getting money, I know who I am. Tryna be low, he gon' hit on my gram. If he smart, he gon' act like a fan. If you bigger, they got your head gas. Bitches slow, so I give him a pass. Looking at me like you're bigger than she. I'm the one who they wishing to be. Taking my time cause I don't wanna be. If you making a play, then I already ate. I book a flight and go chill in Tulum. Turn her heads when I walk in the room. I know he want me, his bitch is a lame. And she making a year what I spent on the chain. Making it rain. Doing my thing. And I'm young, still got that money. My pockets is chubby, nothing was the same. Taking a boot. Making it move. And flexing on niggas, them bitches are dick. Seen it from me how they usually do. Like, grah, keep it a stack. Bitches move on cause they know I got bands. They be trying, I don't give a damn, and I'm still getting money, I know who I am. Tryna be low, he gon' hit on my gram. If he smart, he gon' act like a fan. If you bigger, they got your head gas. Bitches slow, so I give him a pass. Like, grah, keep it a stack. Bitches move on cause they know I got bands. They be trying, I don't give a damn, and I'm still getting money, I know who I am. Tryna be low, he gon' hit on my gram. If he smart, he gon' act like a fan. If you bigger, they got your head gas. Bitches slow, so I give him a pass. In the hood, I'm like Princess Diana. Princess Diana. In the hood, I'm like Princess Diana. Princess Diana. In the hood, I'm like Princess Diana. Princess Diana. In the hood, I'm like Princess Diana. Princess Diana. In the hood, I'm like Princess Diana. Princess Diana. In the hood, I'm like Princess Diana. Princess Diana. In the hood, I'm like Princess Diana. Princess Diana. In the hood, I'm like Princess Diana. 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 In the hood, I'm like Princess Diana. Princess Diana. In the hood, I'm like Princess Diana. Princess Diana. In the hood, I'm like Princess Diana. Princess Diana. In the hood, I'm like Princess Diana. Princess Diana. In the hood, I'm like Princess Diana. Princess Diana. In the hood, I'm like Princess Diana. Princess Diana. In the hood, I'm like Princess Diana. Princess Diana. In the hood, I'm like Princess Diana. Princess Diana.
When you're growing up in a small town, when you're growing up in a small town, when you're growing up in a small town, you say, no one famous ever came from here. When you're growing up in a small town and you're having a nervous breakdown and you think that you'll never escape it, yourself or the place that you live, where did Picasso come from? There's no Michelangelo coming from Pittsburgh. Fart is the tip of the iceberg. I'm the part sinking below. When you're growing up in a small town, bad skin, bad eyes, gay and fatty, people look at you funny. When you're in a small town, my father worked in construction. It's not something for which I am suited. Oh, what is something for which you were suited? Getting out of here. In a small town. If they stare, let them stare in New York City. At this pink-eyed painting albino, how far can my fantasy go? I'm no Dolly coming from Pittsburgh. No adorable lisping Capote, my hero. Oh, do you think I could meet him? I'd camp out at his front door. There's only one good thing about a small town. There's only one good use for a small town. There's only one good thing about a small town. You know that you want to get out. When you're growing up in a small town, you know you'll grow down in a small town. There's only one good use for a small town. You hate it, and you know you'll have to leave.
Hello everyone, this is Blueprints for a Blackout, number 25. This month, I'm going to play a very personal selection of music that I discovered in my early 20s while living in Edinburgh. Quite a lot of the music I got from Colin McLean, who sat in on my show a few times. One summer, probably in 84 or 85, Colin very generously lent me a stack of records, which I held onto for the whole summer and wore them out with 1,000 spins. In there was an incredible collection of jazz, mostly from the 60s and 70s, some of which I'll be playing today on the show. The first two tracks, however, are by a Bristol-based band, founded in 1980 with the then unknown and incredible voice of Nina Cherry, stepdaughter of free jazz trumpet genius Don Cherry. The band was called Rip, Rig & Panic, and this was the music I was listening to in the early 80s. And through them and Colin's records, I discovered the incredible music of Rahsaan Roland Kirk. I discovered that Roland had made a record in 1965 called Rip, Rig & Panic, where they had got their name from, obviously, and managed to find a copy of the record in New York in 1985. According to Rahsaan, Rip refers to Rip Van Winkle because everyone is asleep. Rig refers to rigor mortis because everyone has become stiff as if they're dead. And panic refers to the fact that everyone is running around in a panic. Rahsaan Roland Kirk was a blind multi-instrumentalist from Columbus, Ohio, who became a politically outspoken musician speaking up for the civil rights movement and Black American history. Rahsaan couldn't stand Richard Nixon, and rightly so. He usually came on stage with three horns hanging around his neck, some of which he'd invented himself, and sometimes played all three at the same time, as well as flutes, whistles, and nose flutes. He had a compelling, humorous way of speaking to his audience, which you'll hear on some of the tracks I've selected by him today. Other artists appearing on this show will be Duke Ellington and his iconic trio with Max Roach and Charlie Mingus. Mingus himself, including his very bizarre record called The Black Saint and Sinner Lady, with liner notes by his psychotherapist, which I've always thought would be a great soundtrack to any William Burroughs book, and Mingus's phenomenal piece called Freedom, again speaking out against slavery and for the Black Civil Rights Movement. Don Cherry appears with Charlie Hayden's Liberation Music Orchestra on a beautiful song called Silence, and with the Ornette Coleman Quartet on a piece called Civilization Day. And Fats Waller's totally surreal Jitterbug Waltz, which Roland Kirk later did a beautiful version of. This collection, as I said, is personal. My knowledge of jazz is limited, but all these songs and artists are deeply intertwined and interconnected with each other, and this music has had a profound impact on my music making over the years, and I still listen to these artists who sound still fresh and innovative half a century and more later. So I hope you enjoy it, and thanks for listening.
Blueprints for Blackout. Echo Box Radio!
Echo Box Radio! Echo Box Radio! Blueprints for a Blackout! Dude, this ain't something new that's just gonna come out of nowhere. No, this is something old and dirty. Yeah.
trick. Beat the beast, beat the beast. Get out, get out. 666, beat the beast, beat the beast, beat the beast. With the beat me trick. Beat the beast, beat the beast. Get out, get out. 666.
Thank you. clickety clack. Bring that man's baby back. Clickety clack. Clickety clack. I want my spirit back. Clickety clack. Bubble music being seen and heard on Saturday night, blinding the eyes of ones that's supposed to see. Bubble music being played and showed throughout America. Clickety clack, clickety clack. Somebody's mind and got off the goddamn track. Clickety clack, clickety clack. Won't somebody bring the spirit back? You didn't know about John Coltrane in the beautiful ballad he wrote, wait a minute, in the beautiful ballad he wrote called After the Rain. You didn't know about Lady Day and all the dues that she had to pay. The Beatles come into the country, they take all the bread while the police hitting black and white folks upside their head. Tom Jones and Humperdinck got everybody uptight. They make people that can sing want to get out and fight. Clickety clack! Clickety clack! What is this madness that Nixon has put upon us? Clickety clack! Clickety clack! Won't somebody bring the spirit back? Who will it be? Who will it be? It certainly won't be someone that says that they're free. Clickety clack! Clickety clack! Won't somebody bring the spirit back?
Mm-hmm. bothering me. Because a lot of people think that things is cool. People ride around in those cars and riding them airplanes. Pocket full of money, and everybody thinks that things is cool. Even old jive president accident, I mean, would make you think that things is cool. But I'm here to tell all y'all, and him too, that we got a cross that we must bear. And the cross gets awful heavy. Now there's the black cross, the green cross, the white cross, the double cross, the crisscross, and the lost cross. And the cross gets awful heavy, different times. But one is supposed to keep on going on and carrying the cross on his shoulder. Because you ain't supposed to let no cross you up. You're supposed to let a cross help you get across. And if you let a cross help you get across, you won't get crossed up, but you'll be on the cross because you done got a cross on the cross. So if you can remember this, you won't get lost on the cross while you're trying to get across. So we just here to let you know about it. I know that you knew already, because y'all the hippest people in the world. Hip, black, and white. But you still know that you got a cross you must deal with. So when it crosses you up, go on and deal with it and leave it alone. We'll be right back.
Moscow. This mule ain't from the South. But this mule's had some learning. Mostly mouth to mouth. This mule could be called stubborn and lazy. But in a clever sort of way, this mule could be working, waiting, and learning and planning for a sacred kind of day. A day when burning sticks and crosses is not mere child's play, but a madman in his most incandescent bloom, whose loveless soul is imperfection and his most lustrous groom. So stand fast, young old mule, soothe in contemplation thy burning hole and aching thigh. Your stubbornness is of the living, and cruel anxiety is about to die.
Freedom for your daddy. Freedom for your mama. Freedom for your brothers and sisters, but no freedom for me. Freedom for your daddy's daddy. Freedom for your mama's mama. Freedom for your brothers and sisters, but no freedom.
Bye. al die luisteraars. Ja, nou, we zijn live vanaf Schiphol, want er is vandaag nu een waken voor mensen die gedetineerd worden, terwijl er niks te detineren valt in feite. Omdat mensen gewoon mensen zijn die niks misdaan hebben. En ik was wat laat omdat de bussen ingewikkeld waren. Dus ik ren nu achter de demo aan. Ze stonden net al te zingen. Ik weet niet precies wat dat was, maar dat horen we misschien later nog. Nu aan bij de demo. Ja, er zijn een stuk of 20, 30 mensen die contact willen maken met gedetineerden. Mensen die zwaait heen en weer. Er zijn mensen binnen die ons dus goed kunnen zien. En er zijn spandoeken met need help, call en dan een nummer wat ik nu 0800 338 8776. En een spandoek. Leest open borders, justice, dignity en compassion. En waar gaan we nu naartoe lopen eigenlijk?
We gaan nu naar de achterkant van het justitieel complex.
Ja.
Omdat daar de artikel 6 gevangenen, dat zijn de asielzoekers, zeg maar. Ja. Dat zijn de mensen die op Schiphol asiel aanvragen, die zitten daar. Die hebben daar zicht op, nou ja, op ons als we daar gaan zwaaien.
En die zitten in een detentiecentrum waar je dus normaal gesproken misdadigers gevangen zet of zo.
Klopt, ja. Want het idee daarachter is dat Schiphol een Schengengrens is. En dat moet dus extra bewaakt worden. Dus net als zeg maar de Italianen en de Grieken op de, in de Middellandse Zee doen. Dat moeten wij doen hier op Schiphol. En de havens in Rotterdam en IJmuiden enzovoort. Dat zijn ook checkzones. En dat is de reden dat asielzoekers mogen worden opgesloten. Terwijl ze niks gedaan hebben behalve asiel aanvragen.
Ja, echt werkelijk echt helemaal niets misdaan.
Nee. Dus dat is. Ze gaan op de vlucht, ze kloppen dus hier aan voor asiel en worden opgesloten. En en ze moeten dus hier binnen, en dat zijn ook gezinnen. Moeten ze hun procedure dan een tijdje afwachten.
Yes.
En en dan wordt
dat. Hoe lang moeten ze hier dan verblijven?
Nou, dat weet ik niet precies, maar ik hoorde net dat het voorheen, dus dat varieert een beetje, maar de laatste tijd was het slechts tussen aanhalingstekens 2 weken en dan mochten ze door naar een asielzoekerscentrum om daar de procedure af te wachten. Maar nu is het weer langer geworden. En ik weet niet of dat met faber te maken heeft of wat dan ook. Maar kan het maanden duren. En die procedure, dat duurt dus een eeuwigheid.
Nou, dat heeft dus, in zoverre met faber te maken dat hij er geen snikkel aan doet om iets te verbeteren natuurlijk.
Ja, ja, ja. En het is een beetje jammer dat je te laat was voor de inleiding. Ja.